You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
MLBPipeline.com's Jonathan Mayo is on location as he catches up with many of baseball's top prospects who are playing in the Arizona Fall League.
Daniel, second go-round for you, Arizona Fall League. Obviously, different organization, but what are you hoping to get out of this second stint here in the Fall League?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. First of all, just say it's another honor to be here. I mean, you're with, best players in minor leagues, and it's, just fun to get out here and play. And, it was a little different for me. I had a little injury, missed a couple months, and just looking forward to getting out here, getting some more at-bats, and just keep learning and growing. And, this last year was a good little eye-opener for me. And, I'm just wanting to get out here and start working and get some more games in. So looking forward to it.
So in addition to making up for lost time, I mean, last year you sort of used it as a springboard to AA. Now maybe a springboard up to the upper levels, obviously with an ultimate goal in sight, and especially since you know what to expect here. Does that help you prepare for, the time here in Arizona?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, getting this under my belt last year, it's this year kind of everything's free and easy, and you know what to expect. I mean, for me, it's just to come out here and not put a lot of pressure on myself playing out here. Like you said, played out here last year, and just looking forward to coming out here and having fun and, enjoying this time out here in the Fall League. It doesn't get much better than this, so.
Let's talk a little bit about that injury. I know that the hamate injury can take a long time to sort of feel right back at the plate. Do you feel you're back where you were before injury, and how long of a process is that?
Yeah, I feel back. It was a hard process. I mean, for about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, I was sitting around just waiting for it to heal. I was getting some lower body workouts in and doing some running and stuff, but it's a healing process. You can't do anything else besides sit around and let it heal. So once I got the okay to start swinging and taking ground balls and stuff, it was, it happened real quick, maybe 2 weeks, and I was back out there. And first little bit back out there, you take swings here and there, and kind of grimace a little bit, and it's still bothering you, but those are behind me now, and it's hasn't given me any trouble, and feel back to 100% for sure. And I'm gonna keep repeating. I'm just looking forward to getting out here and having fun, because sometimes you take the game for granted, and it could be taken away from you. And just to be back out here is fun. So
last year you were still with the A's, obviously now you're with the Rays. Dealing with the trade is always, tricky, but how long did it take you before you felt really comfortable in your new organization? And what was this first year with the Rays like?
I mean, it was awesome. They were awesome to give me that, invite to big league camp. And they felt me right at like I was at home right away. Kevin Cash did a tremendous job, with me and everything. And all the guys over there are awesome. Just being in that environment, big league camp, getting to talk to Evan Longoria a lot. And just being with those guys, they all treated me really well. So that kind of, got my feet wet and got me comfortable in the organization. And then after that, it was, smooth sailing. So, it's a good organization, and I'm, looking forward to being with them for many years and keep it going. So.
Now, I noticed that you're taking ground balls at second base. Is that something that you're going to be working on here just to increase your flexibility?
Yeah, I mean, some I can put in my back pocket for sure. I actually feel really comfortable over there. About a week before I came out here, I was in Florida getting some work there, with our coordinators and stuff. So anytime you can get a little extra, mobility around the diamond, third, short, second, corner outfield, whatever it is, whatever the team needs, I'm happy to do. And I'm going to keep working at short, like I've always said, and, keep trying to improve there, which I feel like I need to do. But at the same time, I'm going to try to learn new positions out here with some of the best coordinators and learn from some of the other guys as well. So it's a good time to get out here and learn and, get some games under the belt at that position too. So just in case, anything ever happens, it opens up, they need a spot, I'll be ready for it.
Last question for you. I think the first time we talked, it was you and Addison Russell and the A's organization. You see what he's doing now up in the big leagues, do well. What's your reaction to what he's done? Is there, pride, maybe a little envy?
I mean, it's pretty spectacular. It's unfortunate to see what happened last night. I hope he's okay after coming out of the game. But, to see what that guy's doing defensively and the way he's swinging it is just I can't even put it into words. Coming up with him, playing with him, learning with him, he's still one of my closest friends. I talk to him all the time, and I'm just so happy for him. And, can't wait to see him in the offseason. So we're rooting for him, for sure.
with Casey Gillespie of the Braves organization. And Casey, what did it mean to you to come out here to Arizona and get some extra at-bats here in the Arizona fall?
Yeah, it's a good experience. There's a lot of great talent everywhere, both on the pitching side and hitting side. So it's just a good experience and a good opportunity for me to come out here.
Now, is it mostly for you just making up for lost at-bats? I know you missed a chunk of the season. Or is it also that combined with seeing maybe a higher level of competition than you've seen so far?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I did miss some at-bats, but also the competition here is real good, and hopefully it can get better and move on from here.
What was the most difficult thing about that, missing the time? Obviously, as a guy who wants to be out there every day and helping your team win and moving up the ladder, what was the most frustrating thing for you?
I think it's just the fact that you feel like you're missing opportunities to kind of help your team out and also better your career. And also your timing gets a little thrown off. You're used to playing every day, and then you take some time off, and that kind of takes a hit. So I kind of learned that from coming back. It kind of takes a while to get back into the swing of things.
Are there things that you can learn, maybe things that you just sitting and watching when you hadn't really ever been able to do that ever? I mean, I've heard that sometimes there are things that you can do or hit the weight room more than you would during the season.
Yeah, I think definitely one thing for me was kind of getting in the weight room, kind of getting a little better shape, and also just kind of making you appreciate the game a little more. I think sometimes you play it every day, you take it for granted sometimes, which is not a good thing to say, but... for me, it was the weight room and just kind of making me appreciate it a little more.
I'm sure you do very few interviews without being asked about your brother, but just how often do you pick his brain? Even if it's not, how'd you hit today, but just the process, the preparation, those kinds of things.
Yeah, me and my brother have a really good relationship, and to have that kind of resource and be able to talk to him about the game and just about anything, we're brothers first, and then we play baseball as well. So just to have him there, it's awesome.
Last question for you. You look at your draft class and some of the college hitters that are already up in the big leagues and impacting the playoffs. I mean, do you look at those guys and say, wow, that's amazing how quickly they got there, but also saying, all right, well, I know I could play with them in college, so it gives you a little more motivation?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are great hitters. I think talking about Schwarber and Conforto, those guys are great players. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of a little fuel to the fire to kind of, push yourself a little bit better and good for those guys.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.